Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11-857. The application of Jeffrey T. Richard and Raymond Kazmarczyk, and I totally apologize. I'm sure I had that wrong. Is the seeking variances from the rear yard setback referencing section 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Code. Property is located at the southeast side of Bridgeville Drive West, approximately 156 feet south of Bridgeville Drive East and angled by the bay, with a 911 address of 23300 Bridgeway Drive West, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map ID is District 234, map 17.08, map 11, or parcel 11 and 12. Gentlemen, on this application, we received zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and we did receive one mail return. The applicants are requesting a 4.9-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a porch, and also requesting a 1.9-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for an existing shed. I do note that CFCs have been issued on both the shed and the porch. The parcels will need to be combined since the improvements cross the dividing line. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicants, Jeffrey, Richard, and Raymond Kazmarczyk, who've applied for a 4.9-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing porch, as well as a 1.9-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing shed. Jeffrey Kazmarczyk has power of attorney for his brothers. None of them are local, unfortunately, and he was unable to attend this evening, so he did execute an affidavit setting forth his testimony in support of this application. Attached to his affidavit is a copy of the Sussex County Council printout, which indicates that certificates of compliance were issued for both the porch and the shed, and also a copy of the survey that was submitted along with the application. I do have an exhibit booklet, which identifies the affidavit and its exhibits as being Exhibit 1 of the exhibit booklet. I also have identified as Exhibit 2 a revised survey. The initial survey that was submitted reflected that the shed was to be removed. However, it's not a movable shed, so we did remove that note. So the only change on this survey is that that note reflecting that the shed would be removed has been removed. And then Exhibit 3 of the exhibit booklet is the current deed for the property, which combines the two parcels. And with your permission, I'd like to submit this into the record.
If you would, please.
Thank you.
There you go.
And again, there are three exhibits to included in the exhibit booklet. We have Jeffrey Kazmarczyk's affidavit, the revised survey for your review, and then also the current deed, which again combines the two parcels. Mr. Kazmarczyk's affidavit provides that on March 7th of 1984, his parents, Raymond and Christine, purchased this property, which is located at 23300 Bridgeway Drive West in Lewis, Delaware. It's located in the Angola by the Bay subdivision. At the time of purchase, the property was unimproved. In 1984, his parents obtained a building permit to construct a dwelling on the property, which included the porch, which is the subject of this application this evening. A certificate of compliance was issued by the county for the dwelling, including the porch, on June 26th of 1985. And then in 2006, his parents applied for a building permit in order to construct a shed on the property, which shed is also the subject of this application. The certificate of compliance was issued by the county for the shed on November 16th of 2006, and those evidence of the issuance of the certificates of compliance is attached as Exhibit 1 to the affidavit. Mr. Kaczmarczyk's father departed this life on December 17th of 2005, at which time title to the property automatically passed to his mother, sole owner. For estate planning purposes, in January of 2010, she conveyed title to herself as well as the applicants as tenants in common. She later departed this life on April 10th of 2013, at which time her 25% interest in the property passed to the applicants under her will. They subsequently entered into a contract on August 21st, 2016, in order to sell the property to John and Barbara Mischewski. Of course, prior to closing on the sale of the property, the Mischewskis engaged Cotton Engineering to prepare a boundary survey of the property. That survey is, the original survey is attached to the affidavit under Exhibit 1, and then the revised survey is Exhibit 2. The survey was dated August 24th of 2016, and that was the first time that it was revealed that the porch encroached into the 20-foot rear yard setback by 4.9 feet, and the shed encroached into the 5-foot rear setback by 1.9 feet. The porch has remained in the same location since 1985, and the shed has remained in the same location since 2006. Prior to the receipt of the survey, the affidavit states that the applicants were unaware that the porch and shed that give rise to the application encroached into the setbacks. Of course, upon learning of the encroachments, they promptly filed for a variance or for variances to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. This property is unique. It is an irregular shaped double lot, and it's located on a curved portion or a cul-de-sac on Bridgeway Drive West in the infamous Angola by the Bay subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property and not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. At this juncture, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove a portion of the porch, which has been in its current location for over 30 years, and to remove the shed, which has been in its current location for at least 10 years. The variances are therefore necessary in order to enable the reasonable use of the property. The applicants did not create the exceptional practical difficulty. Rather, they inherited this property following their parents' death. It was their belief until receipt of the survey that all improvements were placed and constructed in compliance with the applicable zoning laws, which belief was supported by the issuance of the certificates of compliance by the county for all improvements, including the porch and the shed. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the porch has been in its current location for more than 30 years, and the shed for at least 10. The affidavit provides that Mr. Kaczmarczyk is unaware of any complaints that have been received as a result of the location of the improvements. The applicants are therefore just seeking variances sufficient to bring the existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code, nothing more. Thus, it's our opinion that they represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulations in issue. And for those reasons, I respectfully request that the board grant the variances. And of course, if you have any questions, I am happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to start with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Brick?
Well, I think you made the statement that the shed cannot be removed.
That's correct.
What is it, on a foundation?
A permanent foundation.
It's on a permanent foundation? Up the out there. And you've addressed them all, five criteria for granting a variance. I have no other questions.
No questions. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
As always, very well done. No questions.
Yep, same thing here. Very well done. No questions. Mr. Trapp?
Just one. Is it rear yard? Is that common property, looks like? So it's owned by the association?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And the map is not showing parcel 12, so it should be 11 and 12.
Gotcha.
Just to give you a better idea of the uniqueness of the shape.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's certainly uniqueness in the property as regard to, with regard to shape. And I think that the applicant has demonstrated it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for the variance to be approved. Wasn't created by the applicants. Apparently has not altered the essential character of the neighborhood or been detrimental to public welfare. I believe it to be a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve case number 11,857.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,857. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,857 is approved. Yes, indeed.